This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:08. This is the evening edition with Sharmila. So the Credit Counseling and Debt Management Agency, or AKPK, just celebrated their 15th year anniversary. And 15 years is a good amount of time for us to look at how they've been doing over the years since they began, but also how Malaysia's understanding, or Malaysians' understanding, of financial management has evolved over the years. So just to go back to the start of AKPK, they were established back in 2006, and they were established by Bank Negara Malaysia. And over the course of the last 15 years, AKPK has helped nearly 1.2 million individuals by providing them with financial advice. And this includes things like personal advice on how to manage your finances wisely. It also includes things like budgeting, money management, as well as credit-related issues. And just to look at how much that uptake has been in terms of their debt management program, 330,000 people actually signed up for that. And this includes working out a personalized debt repayment plan, consulting with financial service providers. And almost 34,000 of the people who have joined that debt management program have graduated and been able to settle an outstanding amount of debt that collectively comes up to more than 1.5 billion ringgit. So those are a lot of numbers, and we will be making sense of what this means in a larger sense of financial security when it comes to Malaysia. But it also got us thinking about where Malaysians stand when it comes to our money management, simply put. I mean, how financially literate are we? How has ideas of what it means to, one, manage your finances, but two, also to equip yourself with the kind of knowledge we need to be able to do that? How have these evolved over the last 15 years? What are some things that we should be keeping in mind, particularly as all of us have weathered a very difficult year because of the pandemic? Many of us are struggling with money. Many of us might be looking at pay cuts, perhaps even have lost our jobs. So what are the things that we can keep in mind as we move forward? What are the ways that we can protect ourselves financially? We want to know how and where you learned how to manage your money. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Nirmala Subramaniam, who is the head of financial education of the financial education department with AKPK, and she'll be speaking with us about both their 15th year anniversary and what they're looking forward to. So keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:13. This is the evening edition with Sharmila. We're talking about financial literacy and where Malaysians stand when it comes to how we manage our money. This is in light of the Credit Counseling and Debt Management Agency's 15th year anniversary. And we want to know, given that we are talking about money, how and where did you first learn how to manage yours? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're joined now by Nirmala Subramaniam, Head of Financial Education Department at the Credit Counseling and Debt Management Agency, or AKPK. Nirmala, good to have you with us.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for having me.
So it was recently AKPK's 15th anniversary. How do you feel about this milestone?
Oh yeah, we are feeling awesome and very happy about it, to know that we have been 15 years here helping fellow Malaysians manage their finances, achieving their financial, overcoming their financial issues, and, helping many, many people. So we are feeling really, really great about it.
So looking back at these 15 years, what would you say have been some of AKPK's biggest achievements?
All right. I think mainly, we have actually to date, till February 2021, we have actually helped close to about nearly 330,000 people in terms of managing their debt. So they have actually enrolled into our debt management program, with about 33,000 actually settling their issues. So they have actually managed to settle their debt issues, which is amounting to close to 1.5 billion. So I would say that is like one of the core things that we were looking at. And also, the other service. Or the other thing that we are pushing on is on financial education. So we want more Malaysians to actually know how to manage their money and know how to move, have a better financial management. And we have reached out close to about 6.9 million people actually in terms of financial education. So we will feel like these are part of like our biggest achievement actually in terms of how we had actually helped the Malaysians in terms of when it comes to their finances.
So you yourself are the head of the financial education department at AKPK. I was wondering what the most fulfilling thing is for you personally.
All right. I've been with AKPK for 12 years now. This is my 12th year with AKPK, and I actually started off as a financial counselor. And I would say that this is one job that gives you the satisfaction when you actually have your customers, your clients say, thank you for helping me. Now I can see things better. Even now when I moved on to financial education, where I'm doing a lot of training, and people would actually call you and say, thank you so much. Now I can manage my money better. Now I can see things better. Now my problems have been resolved. It may not be like, you know, you give them a total solution, but the thing that, oh, they had somebody to actually show them a clearer way, a surer guide. So that kind of satisfaction, I think, it's priceless when the thought of you, that you have actually created an impact in their life to help them have a better situation when it comes to their finances. So to me personally, that is something that going home with a thank you and going home with a God bless you, I think that is truly priceless, and that's what keeps us going. Most of us here in AKPK, I guess that's what keeps us going.
Now, over the last 15 years, how would you say AKPK has evolved? You know, how? What are some of the kinds of growth or the pivots that you've seen?
Oh, yeah. When looking back, way past when we were established in 2006, we only had our KL branch and our JB branch. And then in the first 5 years, we actually opened up to 9 other branches. So in every state, we have a branch. Except for Negeri Sembilan and Perlis. And then we have also grown into our debt management program, where we now we have moved on into more of you know, the current situation last year. And also we have gone more into an online application, online telecounseling. We have also provided that now. And we have, you know, our processing days have also been shortened. Previously, we used to have 14 working days to process a case, and now we only need 3 working days. So we have evolved in this processing so that we can actually serve better. And also in terms of credit providers, that previously when we started off, we were only helping with debts that were taken from the financial institutions, basically all the banks. But now we have also expanded to other credit providers like Aeon Credit, PTPTN. We also have all the other third-party debt collections like Icon Capital. We have the Cone. So we have evolved so that we can actually, our focus here is actually to help this client holistically. We want to help him in every angle that he has problem with. So hence why we also establish our social synergy now, that we are also, because for a person in terms of when it comes to paying debt, it's not the only issue. He has other contributing issues to that. For example, income. His income is insufficient. So we have a synergy with SOKSO. We have a synergy with MDEC, Giat Mara, Jobs Malaysia, so that we can also link them there to see how they can improvise their income. We also have people are also feeling stressed out when they come here, and they can't really look into their finances because they're so stressed out. Mental stress is another issue. So we also have our synergy with other NGOs who are actually providing assistance at Miasa, and all who can actually provide them counselling, help them with this stress part of it. And also habits habits and attitudes that's actually contributing to their financial issues. So we also link up with NGOs. So when a client comes to us, we have evolved from just, hey, I'm looking at your debt issue, I will assist to restructure. Not only looking at that aspect now, we have also evolved to the aspect that, okay, you have other issues that contribute here, so we want to see how we can rehabilitate you, we can assist you holistically so that you come out of this program walking out fresh. I mean, starting totally a whole new chapter. You know, that's, you know, everything has been taken care of. So that's how we are looking towards in terms of where we are going. And previously, we also started with AKPK was only for individuals, yeah, who had financial issues. But now we have AKPK for all, because we have also just started taking over the financial management solutions for SMEs as well, including micro businesses in the country. So to begin with, the extension of we have now taken over the small debt resolution scheme function from Bank Negara, SDRS. SDRS is actually a redress avenue for SMEs to obtain repayment assistance, complementing the efforts of the banking industry to provide relief to the distressed SMEs. So how we do it by a facilitation of this debt and repayment arrangement for the SMEs with the banks in an in a collective manner, or without going to legal. Yeah, so we kind of help them restructure on their business loans also has now in terms of current crisis, you know. And in that, in addition of that, we have also launched our micro enterprise help desk that provides advisory and facilitates repayment assistance for micro enterprises with their banks. So we have now evolved to this. So currently we started off AKPK for individual, and now we are AKPK for all. And it's just not on debt restructuring. We have also evolved a lot in terms of our financial education. So we used to have programs just suited one program that fits all. And now we have evolved to a program according to your life stages. You have different needs, different life events. So we have evolved to that part of it in terms of how we are providing our education. We have also launched our online learning portal where there are a lot of free courses, learning courses that one can go through in our power.akpk.org.my. So we have evolved from just being present physically to now even using a digital manner to actually reach out.
So based on the kind of information and the contact that you have with the Malaysian public, how would you say Malaysians' understanding and perception of financial management has changed over the years?
I would say that in terms of knowledge, yes, we are there. You know, many of us know in terms of, okay, if I were to, I need to save, I need to have a budget, I need to plan, I need to invest. You know, so the knowledge is that, I think knowledge is on everybody's, it's in our fingertips actually now, right? But it's more of what is concerning now is towards the behavior and the attitude. So how resilient are we actually when there is a crisis happen? We saw that last year and it's still ongoing. And how are we in terms of how disciplined are we actually, or how does our behavior craft actually in terms of achieving our goals? So I know I need to save, but do I do it? I know I should not buy on impulse, but do I do it? So those, that part is where we are actually focusing now in terms of how do we craft this behavior and attitude towards having, because once we have established this, that's when we can say that, oh yes, we have good financial habits, you know. So that's what we see. And another factor that we see here is in living in denial. Yeah. So many of them know there is an issue, but the problem of like, I'm still not acknowledging there is a problem. So what we want to say is, we also have the stigma of people wanting to come to AKPK because they don't want to be known of as, oh, I have financial issues. But we want to say that if you acknowledge and you take this first step rather than sweeping things under the carpet, you are on your first step towards success already. So don't be in denial. Acknowledge there is a problem and seek for solutions. That's another thing that we see among our fellows Malaysians. It's like being in denial also. So it's more that we need to focus a lot in how do we improvise in terms of our behavior and attitude towards being more sustainable, actually.
So in terms of that, right, these issues or challenges that you see, what would you say are some of the most common challenges or problems that AKPK gets approached on for help?
Basically, when we see our clients, they have a combination of loans. Yeah, when we see it's more of like a combination of credit card loans, personal loans, higher purchase, housing loans. So it's like a combination. This is our biggest target. But a general thing that what I have observed is actually the habit of taking one debt to cover another debt leads to where they are now, basically. So, for example, a young graduate would start off with a car purchase, right? And when they purchase the car, they don't really know the full, because when you purchase a car, it's just not the installment that you're going to pay monthly. You have other expenses that comes to it, so which they have not actually taken in concern or consideration earlier. So when that comes, so now the budget is start tight, so they will start probably using a credit card. So from one credit card to another credit card to a few personal loans to cover the credit card. So this is how we see where they keep taking up new loans to cover up old loans, and it will come up to a stage where they cannot afford to pay already. Because we do a question, we do ask our clients when they come to us, we ask them, what got you into this financial trouble? And many of them, a majority of them have actually mentioned that it's due to poor financial planning. So we do see that the poor financial planning in terms of how much can I really afford is a key contributor to this.
Now, coming on the wake of a really difficult year financially for many Malaysians, what message do you have for them?
Yes, it is a very difficult year, actually, and a challenging year, actually, for many of us. But this is the time where we really need to look more. We really need to concentrate more into our finances, actually, more than ever. More than even you know, some would say that, hey, I don't even have enough, you know, and things like that. How am I going to look? But this is the time that we really, really need to look into more. We really need to know where our every ringgit that we are earning is going. So I would like to end it with like a Be In Power acronym. So to say power, you be in power with your money. With the P, plan, you really have to plan. Planning, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail, you know. So you really have to plan every. If you're going to take up any aid, you're going to take up any withdrawal or with the income, or some of you may have got some compensation, how are you going to use this money or your monthly salary? How are you going to use that? So you have to plan on your expenses, you know, plan on where you want to spend them. And then all we would say organize. So once you have planned, now you're organized. You organize your financial. Okay, so this is the amount for this. So I've got to track them down as well, because planning is one thing. Action is another thing. So when you act on it, you have to track. So tracking is something. Tracking every ringgit you spend is very, very important. And W, you also have to work out on your debt issues. So please work out on all debts that you have. You see how you want to settle them. If you have issues, please come to AKPK. We are free of charge for individuals and who come and seek our help. It's totally free of charge. So please come to us for advisory. Yeah. And E, establish an additional income. So you have to establish an additional income for sustainability purpose. Yeah. So have a backup plan. And when I talk about additional, it's just not about another job, another thing, but it also includes on diversifying your investments so that you can actually diversify on your passive income here. Yeah. And R, please remember to be cautious of scams and financial fraud. There's just too many out there during this pandemic as well. It was a lot, actually, and there were many varieties, especially in terms of the Macau scam, the Mule account. You know, there were so many, even online people wanted to, even in terms of establishing another income, there were also scams about it. You know, so please be very careful. This is your hard-earned money. We are saying investments are important, but you have to be very careful with scams and these financial frauds around too.
Nirmala, thank you for speaking with us. That was Nirmala Subramaniam, Head of Financial Education Department at the Credit Counseling and Debt Management Agency. And now the 5:30 news.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.